chapter 14 from the book of Numbers. I sense the presence of the Lord in a special way this morning. Did from the moment the choir began to sing today, the call to worship, just the sweet presence of the Lord. And then as we began to really get into worship, then you could just feel the power of God coursing through this auditorium. And today I know that God wants to encourage some people. And I know the Lord wants to give some illumination to some folks this morning who have been believing God for certain situations in their lives and as yet have not seen the power of God move. I know that God wants to move for you today. I know that God wants to do a work for you today. I know that God wants to bring His Word to pass for you today. And I'm going to take us into the Old Testament to the life of one of the Old Testament heroes, one about whom you do not hear a great deal, but one who gives us a fantastic example for the release of faith, one who is an outstanding example of how to touch God for that which He has already promised. Numbers chapter 14, I'm going to begin to read in the first verse and read several verses. Now, by way of background, let me explain that Moses and the children of Israel have been wandering 40 years. They've been in the wilderness because of the unbelief of their ancestors. When the actual story takes place that I'm going to share with you over in the book of Joshua, what happened to cause that 40-year wilderness wandering is contained in part in this 14th chapter of the book of Numbers. On the way to the promised land, Moses, on instructions from the Lord, had gathered 12 representatives, one from each of the tribes of Israel, and had sent them into the land to spy it out. We call this the story of the 12 spies. You will remember that they did in fact spy it out, and that when they came back from the land, they brought back a conflicting report. They all 12 said it was a land flowing with milk and honey. The fruit was large and rich and luscious. But 10 of them said that there were giants in the land, that the cities were walled and fortressed, and that they were impregnable. They came back in fear. The other two were men named Joshua and Caleb. Those two men brought back a report that said, yes, there are giants in the land, and yes, there are walled cities, and yes, they appear to be impregnable, but God has told us we can have the land, and He is with us. Therefore, we're able. Reading now from the 14th chapter of Numbers, the first verse. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried. And the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God that we had died in this wilderness. Wherefore hath the Lord brought us into this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain, and let us return into Egypt. And then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that had searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then He will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. Now, if you'll remember, we'll not read the intervening verses, but God's anger was stirred against the people because of their unbelief. And Moses went to intercession on the behalf of the people. And he asked God to pardon the people and to remove their wrath, his wrath. And in the 20th verse of the same chapter, I want to pick up the story. This is God's answer. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness and have tempted me now these 10 times and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Now God here made a wonderful promise to a man of faith named Caleb. Caleb's faith was in the word of God. God said, this land is yours, you can take it, regardless of the obstacles, and Caleb believed it. He saw the enemy. He saw the impossibility of it. But yet he said, if the Lord delights in us and if the Lord is with us, these people are bred for us, we can take this land. If God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. And while God had said about all the rest of the people, they will not enter the promised land, they will not have the promise that I gave to them in Egypt and at Sinai, my man Caleb, because he followed me fully, underline the word fully, he followed me in faith, he had another spirit different from the rest of the people. None of the rest of them are going to receive from God, but I found this one man who's got a different spirit. His spirit is faith-filled. His spirit is encouraged at the word of God. His spirit grabs on to the promises of God and refuses to let go. And surely this man will I take into the land, and his seed will possess it. I'm going to give it to him. Now, in order for us to identify the specific promise that God was giving, we must go back to the 13th chapter and see where Caleb walked. God said, I will bring him into the land whereunto he went, and his seed will possess it. Well, let's see where he went. Verses 21 and 2. And they ascended, and so they went up, and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, as men come to Hamath. And they ascended by the south, and came unto Hebron. Now that's critical there for our discussion this morning. They came to Hebron, where Ahiman, Shishai, and Talmai, the children of Anak, were. Now, Anak was the father of the giants. Caleb had trod the specific area where the giants lived. Here they are named. And then we're told Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. Now, what had God promised Caleb? God said, I'll give him the land whereunto he went. Caleb had gone through the land of Hebron. And in the land of Hebron, there were defense cities and there were giants in the land. I don't think it's an accident that that specific segment of ground is identified there as being inhabited by Ahiman, Shishai, and Talmai, the children of Anak, the giants, the giant, the Anakims, they were called, and they were the giants. Now there's the promise. There's Caleb's faith. There's the word of God. There's the promise. But 40 years go by. Caleb wanders in the wilderness with the rest of the Israelites because God had forbidden them to go into the land at that time because of their unbelief. 40 years later, we pick up the story in the book of Deuteronomy, the first chapter. And on this occasion, Moses is preparing the children to go into the land. He's reminding them of the promises of God. I'm going to read 3 verses here. It's interesting to me that Moses remembered the promise that God had made for Caleb. And he repeats it here. Now, I want you to remember that God did not speak to Caleb directly. God spoke to Moses, and Moses spoke to Caleb. Caleb obtained the word of God through the mouth of the man of God. Caleb had not heard the voice of God personally, but he believed that God spoke through this man Moses, and as far as he was concerned, it was the same as if he had heard a voice from heaven. When he had the word of God through the mouth of a man, or whether he had the word of God on the pages of a book, or whether he heard it from heaven itself, it was the word of God. It was to be received, it was to be believed, it was to be acted upon, and it was to have confidence in. And here, 40 years later, Moses remembered the words that God had said to him, reading from the 34th verse of chapter number 1, Moses recounting the events of that day. And the Lord heard the words, the voice of your words, and was wroth, and swear, saying, surely there shall not one of these men of this evil generation see that good land which I swear to give unto your fathers, save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he shall see it, and to him will I give the land that he hath trodden upon, and to his children, because he hath wholly, or fully, followed the Lord. Save Caleb. Did you notice there? Moses said, except Caleb. This curse that had been pronounced upon the people accepted Caleb, because he will be given the land that he hath trodden upon. What land was that? What land? Hebron, the land of the giants. And to his children, because he hath wholly followed the Lord. Now I want you to turn over to the book of Joshua, please, to the 14th chapter, and let's see the fulfillment of this promise. 5 more years have gone by, a total of 45 years since the original promise was made. In the course of these 5 years, Moses has died. Joshua has become God's spokesman on the earth. Joshua has become the man of God, as it were. Joshua is the one who is performing the works of God on the earth. Joshua has led the children of Israel across the Jordan River into the promised land. In the course of 5 years, they have taken city after city after city. They have taken province after province after province. They have driven out many of the ites that were in the land, and they have dispossessed the Canaanites as God said they would, this new generation. And in the course of 5 years, many of the Israelites now are settled in their land. Caleb has been part of these wars. Caleb has been part of the army of God going forth and dispossessing those upon whom the judgment of God had come, and providing now for the people of God to find rest in Canaan land. Beginning to read in the first verse of Joshua 14. And these are the countries which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest, and Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed for inheritance to them. By lot was their inheritance, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses, for the 9 tribes and for the half tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of 2 tribes and a half tribe on the other side of Jordan. But unto the Levites he gave none inheritance among them. For the children of Joseph were 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. Therefore they gave no part unto the Levites in the land, save cities to dwell in with their suburbs, for their cattle and for their substance. As the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Now it is important for us to notice here, those first 5 verses don't seem to say a great deal, but they are critical to understanding Caleb in the verses which follow. The people of God all around him were receiving their inheritance. The 2.5 tribes, the 2 tribes and the half tribe of Manasseh had received their inheritance on the east side of Jordan. Moses had given them the inheritance of the Amorites. The 9 tribes and the other half tribe of Manasseh had come across the Jordan And as they had dispossessed the Canaanites, Joshua and Eleazar the priest had drawn lots and said, Dan, you and your families, you take this area. And Ephraim, you and your families take this area. And Naphtali, you and your families, you take this area. And all of the rest of you, by lot, you take this particular province and this particular area. But as yet, Caleb had not obtained his inheritance. The promise of God had not come to fruition in his life. Here he was, a man with a promise. Obviously, it was time for the promise to come to pass because everybody else was getting theirs. He was sick and everybody else was getting healed. He was oppressed and everybody else was getting set free. He was lost and everybody else was being found. He was poor and everybody else was being prospered. And so he came to Joshua in a rather unusual fashion. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brothers that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. Boy, what confidence. What assurance. I haven't missed the mark. I followed God. And Moses swore on that day, Caleb said, saying, Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses. You see, Moses said it, but it's the Lord that said it through Moses. Caleb had his confidence, not in Moses' words, but in the word of the Lord in Moses' mouth. While the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. Children, how many years old is that? How many? 85 years old. 85 years. I'm 85 years old. I was 40 when I spied the land out. I was 40 when Moses made the promise. I was 80 when the promise was reinforced just before we came into the land. For 5 years I have fought that you might have your inheritance. I still don't have mine. As yet, verse 11, those of you that are approaching your later years, watch this. As yet, I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. I'm just as stout as I was then. I'm just as tough as I was then. I ate nails then. I eat nails today. You didn't fool with me then. You don't fool with me now. There's nothing crotchety or crickety about me. I am not ready for the grave. I don't have one foot in and the other one on a banana peel. I am living and I'm enjoying it and I'm strong. You say, well, it'd be easy to say it if you felt like that. I'm going to tell you something, what I know about God. Caleb said it before he felt like that because he believed it. Verse 12. Now, this is what I want you to get hold of. Now, therefore, N-O-W, underline it. Now, therefore, give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, that the cities were great and fenced. If so be that the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him. He blessed him. His boldness found a blessing. His boldness did not find a rebuke. His boldness found a blessing from the mouth of the man of God. And he gave to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron, for an inheritance. Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel, and the name of Hebron before was Kirjath Arba, which Arba, in other words, that was a man's name. Arba was a great man among the Anakims, and the land had rest from war. I want you to see what Caleb did here. I'm impressed with this man. At 85 years old, he realized that there was a promise that God had made to him that as yet was unfulfilled in his life. Everybody else was receiving theirs, but he hadn't gotten his yet. And so he went right to the Lord, or the man of the Lord, as it were, in that day. When you wanted to go to the Lord under the old covenant, you went to the man of God. For he was God's spokesman. He was God's minister upon the earth. And he went to him, and the first thing he did was he reminded him of the promise. He said, Joshua, now you know that God spoke through Moses, and he gave me a promise. And he said, surely, that land on which I trod would be my inheritance and would be the possession of my children forever. He made a specific claim. Specifically, I want Hebron. I want the land of the giants. I want the place specifically that God gave me. I don't want you just to bless me. I want the land of Hebron and its suburbs and its surrounding area. God made me a specific promise, and I am making a specific claim. That's the town I want and the surrounding area. I know it's the time, and so therefore I make a claim. And I say now, today, this minute, not next year, not 10 years from now, not to my grandchildren after I'm gone, but now. My faith says God gave this to me. It's time for me to have it. Everybody else is getting theirs. Therefore, now give me this mountain. I wonder how many there may be here this morning that are waiting for the promise of God to come to pass in their life. I've got a three-letter word for you today. Do you know what the word is? The word is now. If everybody else is getting theirs, why don't you get yours? If God's healing people today, why don't you get yours? If God's saving the lost and forgiving sinners today, why don't you get yours now? If God's bringing loved ones into the kingdom and you know it, then why don't you get yours now? If God's setting people free from demonic oppression and from habits that bind and oppress, why don't you get yours now? If God's at work in the earth and you have a promise in this book, why don't you claim it and get it now? Caleb said, Joshua, now, give me my mountain. I want it today. I wonder if there isn't someone here today who doesn't have a now need. I want to encourage you today to receive today your now need. Do you have the promise of God? There's no need for you to try to receive it if you don't have the promise of God. If you don't know that it's the will of God for you to be saved, if you don't know that it's the will of God for you to be free, if you don't know that it's the will of God for you to prosper, if you don't know that it's the will of God for you to be whole in your body and to have peace in your mind, then you'll not have a now faith. You'll have a someday faith. You've got to have God's specific word for you in order to have a now faith. Caleb had it. He said, Joshua, there's no need for me to wait any longer. I've waited long enough. Now give me my mountain. The Bible says Joshua blessed him and gave him his mountain. Now, sister, if you will just come up forward, just you by yourself, just you, God's going to set your little boy free right now. Now, see, now, not tomorrow, not some special prayer, nothing like that. Today, now. You remember the Canaanite woman that came to Jesus? Her little girl was home. She said, give me some of the crumbs that are under the table. Just the dogs eat those. That's good enough for me. Jesus said, I saw that kind of faith and your daughter's made whole. Today, right now, your son's made whole. You understand me? By the power of God in Jesus' wonderful. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You see, the devils can't stop that from happening. The devils can't stop that. Praise the Lord. Now, if you got some now faith, I want you to come forward too. You just come forward and receive what you need from the Lord. If you got a now faith, come up here and make a claim on the promises of God. What did God promise you? Let me have an elder or two to come and give me a hand here, please. There's so many of you, I don't know that I'd be able to pray for each one of you specifically, but you can receive from God. I want you to begin to pray right now. I want you to just begin to claim. What is it that God promised you? What is it that belongs to you? Yes, there's yours, sister. Right there it is. Hallelujah. Praise God. And yours too. Yes, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And here's yours, brother. Just receive it from the Lord. Just thank Him for it. Just thank Him for it.